Good morning. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Good morning, Monica. My name is Karina Turpin. My mother was interested in switching home care companies, and she wanted me to be her home care PCA, whatever. I filled out some things in a link that was sent to me, but I'm working off of my phone. I'm trying to make sure I send over everything that you guys need. So right. I sent in the email, and she told me something about, like, a test or something, but I didn't see that part. So let me see.
The test you have to do on your own. I can assist you. From what Dina told me, you're having problems with the I-9W-4, correct?
No, I didn't tell her any of that. I told her that I was working off of a phone. I don't have any issues with doing the test. I pretty much understand the test is, like, certain things. When she sent me over the original link, it did not have the competency test on there. That's why. So I'll go back and, I guess, finish all that and then give you guys a call back.
Okay, do you want me to test you the links again just in case, or just the link of the competency test?
Yeah, you can text me the link, all of them, just in case, but right now I'm on this thing.
But right, so I see that you completed your application. Let me actually quickly take a look, because then I won't send you the link that you already completed, just something, whatever you're missing, so that way you don't get confused.
Okay.
Let me just check.
Yep. And how much is your guys' pay rate?
So the hourly rate is based on the amount of hours that the patient is approved with. But generally speaking, if the case is under 40 hours, the rate would be at $14 an hour.
Okay.
If it's higher, then it's something that we would need to negotiate.
All right.
So it seems like you need to direct deposit form. I'm checking on the I-9. Just one moment. All right. So I'm going to send you over the competency test for direct deposit and then the I-9 for link, okay?
All right,
and let me know you get it. I just sent it to you right now.
Yes, I just received it. Yes, I do have it.
Okay, perfect. Oh, one thing I do want to let you know is for the I-9 form, just the I-9, there's going to be like a glitch where you're not going to be able to enter your full Social Security number. So you're only going to be able to enter the first three numbers. Just do that, and then you can submit that form. The W-4 form should be perfectly fine. It's just the I-9 we've been having issues with.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Karina.
I will call you guys back.
You can call me back, okay?
Okay. And you are Monica, right?
I'm Monica, yes.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.